This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Trusted with the news, the headlines first. Cabinet meeting approves Prime Minister Barendra Shah's visit to attend the 81st session of the United Nations General Assembly. Government estimates 723 billion rupees for reconstruction following the Bhotikosi flood on the 26th of August. Dhadi Khola Bridge reconstructed and brought into operation. Road connectivity between Galche in Dhading and Dhunche in Raswa established. And 25 people killed after fire on cargo ship in China. Now the news in detail. The cabinet meeting has approved the visit program for Prime Minister Barendra Shah to attend the 81st session of the United Nations General Assembly. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel said today's cabinet meeting held at Simhadarbar decided to approve the visit of the Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Shah to participate in programs of the 81st UN General Assembly scheduled from the 22nd to the 26th of September. Minister Pokhrel, also the government spokesperson, said the meeting also decided to form a Nepali negotiating team to participate in the meeting of the Nepal-India Intergovernmental Subcommittee to be held in New Delhi of India. The cabinet also gave in-principle approval to draft a bill on controlling crimes related to unfair transactions, commonly known as loan sharking. The meeting also decided to approve the list of 17,438 poor households from a total of 27 local levels in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur, Saptari and Dang districts. Likewise, the cabinet decided to appoint Dr. Hari Prasad Lamsal as chairperson of the Teachers Service Commission, Ram Sharan Sapkota as a member and Vishnu Ghimire Rimal as the women member. The bridge over Dhadi Khola washed away by the devastating flood in the Bhotikosi River has been reconstructed and brought into operation. The Nepali Army has restored road connectivity between Rasuwa and Nuwakot by constructing a new acro bridge over Dhadi Khola within 72 hours after the flood washed away sections of the road and bridge. With the bridge coming into operation, the main road link from Galche in Dhading to Dhunche in Rasuwa has been restored. The Nepali Army and the Department of Roads constructed the bridge over Dhadi Khola to reopen the road disrupted by the flood. The bridge is of the triple single reinforced TRSR-3H type. According to the Nepali Army, the bridge is 57.9 meters long and 5.5 meters wide with a load-bearing capacity of 60 tons. The 60-ton load-bearing capacity means large freight vehicles can also use the bridge. The government has estimated that 723.3152 billion rupees will be required for reconstruction following the devastating flood in the Bhotikosi River in Rasuwa on the 26th of August. According to the Rapid Damage and Needs Assessment, RDNA report prepared by a joint technical team including the National Planning Commission and the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 473.5719 billion rupees will be required for the recovery of the infrastructure sector, which was the worst affected by the disaster. This accounts for 75% of the total recovery needs. Among infrastructures, the energy and road sectors suffered extensive damage. A total of 13 hydropower projects with a combined capacity of 759 megawatt and 5 solar plants with a combined capacity of 24 megawatt were affected. The report estimates that 390.623040 billion rupees alone will be required to restore the energy and grid systems. Acting Chairperson of Public Service Commission PSC Madhav Belbase has presented PSC's annual report for fiscal year 2082-83 before President Ramchandra Porel. At a program organized at the Office of the President today, Acting Chairperson Belbase presented the annual report in accordance with the Constitution. According to PSC spokesperson Ritesh Kumar Shakya, the report submitted before the President incorporates the activities carried out by the PSC in the fiscal year 2082-83. The Citizens Investment Trust Third Amendment Bill 2083 and the Payment and Settlement First Amendment Bill 2083 were presented in the House of Representatives on Thursday. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle presented the bills, while the House also unanimously approved a proposal on Nepal's membership of the Asian Forum of Legislative Institutions. The newly appointed Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Deepak Kumar Shah, has taken the oath of office and secrecy. Minister Shah took the oath in presence of the Prime Minister Balendra Shah in a ceremony held in the office of the President. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has recommended President Ramchandra Portal to appoint Shah as the Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies. Earlier, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Gauri Kumari Yadav, has resigned from a post. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, has said the government is working to remove legal and policy-level barriers. Speaking at the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee meeting of the House of Representatives on Thursday, Minister Gautam said legal confusion had emerged in implementing some court decisions and stressed the need to enforce verdicts in line with federalism. The Law Minister said the High-Level Law Reform Committee was studying ways to improve the implementation of court verdicts. The Nepal Police has reported that 1,380 bodies have so far been recovered following the devastating flood in the Bhotikosi River in Rasuwa. Of the total, 183 bodies have been recovered in Rasuwa, 198 in Nuwakot, 70 in Dhading, 364 in Chitwan, 77 in Gorkha, 38 in Tanahu, 228 in East Nawalparasi, and 222 in West Nawalparasi. The authorities have collected DNA samples and completed the necessary procedures for identification of the recovered bodies. So far, 1,148 bodies have been managed and placed in secure burial. A total of 2,925 DNA samples have been collected for identification, including 1,286 samples from the deceased and 1,639 from their relatives. The Nepal Police said search operations are underway for 4,089 people who remain missing following the flood. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Harbari signal baliyo, ab internet chanchito bhayo. Nepal Telecom Wi-Fi 6, sabai kuro jai smart mix. Ek jodi dheri connection, gaming ma low latency ko macha jam. Streaming host wa video call, stable signal sabai tower. Nepal Telecom Wi-Fi 6, strong performance every mix. Wide coverage, security high, fast and stable, always fly.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal has said Nepal has contributed negligibly to climate change but bears a disproportionate climate burden. Addressing the first General Assembly of the South Asia Wildlife Law Enforcement Network in Lalitpur on Thursday, Aryal said the Bhotikosi floods of August 26th killed thousands, left thousands missing and homeless, and caused billions of rupees in property damage. The disaster also severely affected wildlife. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 25 people have been killed in a fire on a foreign-flagged cargo ship docked at a port in eastern part of China. The BBC cited the Chinese state broadcaster CCTV as saying that 42 people on board 70 were evacuated, of whom 5 are in hospital in stable condition. President Xi Jinping earlier called for all-out search and rescue efforts, while Premier Li Qiang called for those trapped to be rescued, stressing the need to prevent secondary disasters. The vessel was undergoing maintenance at a shipyard in the city of Qingdao when the blaze erupted at around 11:15 local time. It was put out just over 3 hours later, according to CCTV. Algeria says it has decided to cut diplomatic relations with the United Arab Emirates after what it described as a series of provocative or hostile actions by Abu Dhabi, despite repeated warnings. Al Jazeera cited Algeria's foreign ministry on Thursday as saying the UAE's actions had reached a point where they could no longer be considered acceptable and that it had exhausted all means of preserving bilateral relations. The foreign ministry said the Emirati ambassador had been summoned to the ministry, informed of the decision and given 48 hours to comply. There was no immediate comment from the UAE. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumini, Karnal and Sudurpashchim provinces, at some places in the hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the Tarai regions. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet meeting approves Prime Minister Balendra Shah's visit to attend the 81st session of the United Nations General Assembly. Government estimates 723 billion rupees for reconstruction following the Bhotikosi flood on the 26th of August. Dadi Kola Bridge reconstructed and brought into operation. Road connectivity between Galche in Dhading and Dhunche in Raswa established. And 25 people killed after fire on cargo ship in China. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.